Heidi and Frank Show, thank you for joining us. Be sure to come back tomorrow for all the fun and prizes. Is he here yet?
David's
here.
Oh, yay.
All right, send him on in here.
Where is he?
Hello?
Look at David Brumholz.
How are you,
hi,
man?
David. How's it going, Heidi?
Nice to meet you.
How you doing? I'm Frank. If you were listening in the green room at all, we were doing a little porktrack.com where we type in a birth date, then we find out what song was playing when you were conceived.
Oh, that was why I was at. Why you guys asked what my birthday was?
Well, I sent Sammy out.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Go ask Dave when his birthday is, and Heidi goes, "It's May 15th, 1978." I was like, "You are a freak."
I'm a little obsessed with David Krumholz.
Are you really?
I've loved you. You've been in everything, and you're that guy that I know. You go to the grocery store, and people are like, "Are you the guy that?"
Mistaken a lot other people.
You do.
Yeah,
but you've been in so much stuff.
Who do people think you are?
Well, lately it's because of Inside Llewyn Davis. I get a lot of Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Jake Johnson New Girl.
Do you just say
is a
thanks?
New one.
Do you
I used
say-
to. Yeah, you know, I used to. I, you know, there's no time to correct people
right.
anymore.
Oh, thanks.
I have a little baby at home.
Right.
You're taking pictures with him and saying, yeah
basically.
And they think they met a totally different person. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you've been in so much stuff. And then I, of course, love Numbers. And I'm excited about this new thing you got going on because I don't know.
There's a couple new things.
I think it's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah, well, good. Thank you. Now I feel like, I don't know.
Settle in. We're excited you're here.
Yeah, no, I feel very comfortable and uncomfortable, to be honest.
I get that a lot.
Do you want to find out what song was playing when your parents were making love?
Sure. Right, oh, you're trying to calculate the conception song or the, oh, so you're going back. Yeah. Whatever, 10 months
right when the
so what
David's
my parents
sperm
were
hit the David egg.
Gotcha.
What was
wow
playing?
All right,
all right.
Oh boy,
is that?
I'm afraid to. Oh, it had to have been disco, right? Oh,
Mr. and Mrs. Krumholz.
What is this? Wait, this is it's the Bee Gees. It's
It's Andy Gibb.
Oh, it's Andy Gibb.
I just want to be your everything.
Oh, there you go.
That's kind of sweet.
I can see my dad moving. I can see him pelvic thrusting for this right now. Thank you. That's a great image to have.
Yeah,
I like it.
Seems like that would have made somebody like you.
Yeah.
I bet my mom really was something else in a sack. Is that a weird thing to say?
You don't hear guys say that much, and I love it.
You've made me imagine it, I can bet, like, my dad was just just always overwhelmed, just always, like, trying to catch up to my mom's energy. Screaming and yelling and hitting, biting, probably. Yeah.
Your new comedy website that you launched called weatherfrom.com, where
you like it.
You dress up as Billy Crystal and do the weather.
Okay.
No. Tell us about it.
Fair enough. It's called weatherfrom.com. It is a weather website, right? But it works like any other weather website on the web. I mean, people get their most up-to-the-moment weather on the web now. No one waits for the news report, right?
No.
We can just click on what's happening in the moment. And we thought, well, people have to do that. People have to go check that out every day. So why not make it funny for people? And there are a couple other websites that have tried to do that, either successfully or unsuccessfully. And we thought, well, let's really throw a lot at it. So what we did was we shot 35 different little vignettes with this character that I play named Gigi, who is an old, nasty lady from who lives in Florida, who is extremely opinionated, very foul-mouthed. And you know, has a lot to say somehow about the weather and about other stuff. Everything from, like, you know, how much she wants to have sex with Jeff Goldblum to claiming to be the only survivor of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
Seriously, you are brilliant.
That's very nice.
I mean,
brilliant.
I'm obsessed with this.
Brilliant.
And I got to say, at some point in your in your transformation, you look a little like Lainey Kazan, right?
Well, it is
right
a little Kazanish.
Yeah. But my God, this character, like, your hands shake. You got your big nails on. Your hands even shake like a grandmother's.
Well, that's a key thing. The handshaking really sells it.
Now, is this based on someone you know?
It has to
be. It is, yeah. So my grandmother, growing up, was an extremely talented lady who her talent went unrequited. She never actually ended up doing anything. And she claimed that she, you know, when she was a kid, some Hollywood talent scout tried to take her to Hollywood, but her mother wouldn't let her. She just was a loud, opinionated, sort of always on comedian mm-hmm. type. And you know, she died too young, frankly. She died 20 years ago this year. And
but lives on,
you know. So I've always done this
wow.
thing, this impression, just knowing her really well. And my buddy who's doing the site said, "Hey, you do that old lady thing." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, let's do that on camera. And I said, "Well, I don't want to do it if I'm going to be in drag, because then that's kind of lame and stupid." I said, "Can we get like a couple of prosthetic pieces?" Cut to the guys from Bad Grandpa who did the makeup for Bad Grandpa, Altarian Incorporated.
Were they nominated?
They came
for, like, an Oscar
they were
for that?
Nominated for They're- just recently. And they put a full mask on me, and all of a sudden, toward the back end of the process, I look in the mirror, and I kind of see my grandmother.
You don't see. It's
right.
amazing. Like, you don't look. It, that does not look like somebody who's in a costume. I mean, when you watch these,
it's amazing just, makeup.
So, what is your family, who also knows Grandma? What do they think?
They were blown away.
It's her.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell them at first. I just showed them the picture, and they were like, "Who is that?" They had no idea. And then one of them, I think my aunt said, "It kind of looks like my mother. You know, it kind of looks like your grandmother." And I said, "That's me." And they, it was mine. And then when they saw the videos and saw the impression that I'm doing, it's pretty great for everybody. It's a really nice thing to have her sort of living, like, you know, living through me, or I'm channeling her.
And how, I mean, if you're doing weather, I mean, mm-hmm. that's obviously an ever changing topic.
Yeah.
So how, I mean, you're in. How often do you do it?
Well, we only did it the one day. So basically how it works is you go to the site, just like any other weather website, and you type in a zip code or the name of any city in the world, and we will tell you the weather for that city. Now, it's not extremely specific. It's usually like hot and sunny, or it's cold and wet. Stay inside. but that's as particular as it gets. However, if you want to go to the site and watch all the videos, like let's say you live in LA and the weather's pretty much the same every day and you keep seeing the same video, you can just click random forecast and you can watch all 35 of the vignettes we did. They range from about 30 seconds to 2 minutes long. So there's a ton of material up there. There's an hour's worth, basically, of material. But the idea is the next round, what we're trying to do is get the site popular enough that someone might want to, like, help us out with the next round of production financially. And we would then do, you know, 100 videos with more particular types of weather, talking about storm fronts and cold fronts and, you know, the more the better.
Is the goal actually making Gigi a meteorologist, like on the Weather Channel, like giving her a weather show where she's interviewing, like, storm chasers and
maybe,
stuff.
I mean,
no,
maybe
Gigi
on
needs
HBO
to have
or
a
something.
Television
That's
show.
What I mean.
I think,
like,
I think keeping her dirty is the key. So I'm not so sure that a regular, like, CNN type network would
you
want
mean
that.
Weather on HBO or something.
Put, like, those little sun things.
There's
they
lots
put on the
to
maps
do
over her mouth, so you can't. They
yeah, there, but there's lots to do with Gigi. Ideally, the goal is actually to create more characters, so that you would go to the site and have a choice of characters to read you your weather. You know, now that Gigi has sort of set the bar really high, we have to sort of come up with some new characters. We have a couple ideas for, you know, some characters down the line.
Well, our producer, Sammy, did print out the current forecast.
Yes, she did.
If you want to take us to break, giving us a weather report.
Oh,
that's
Gigi.
My pleasure. What is it, going to be partly cloudy? All right, I'll take it. Yeah, so Los Angeles is going to be 79 today. That's the high. It's a low of 62. It's going to be partly cloudy with 0% chance of rain, as per usual. The only thing you'll have to worry about is falling fake lips out of the sky, because this town's full of them. Even men have fake lips in Los Angeles. It's disgusting. I don't know. That's ass meat. They inject their own ass meat into their mouth? What kind of thing is this? Back in my day, if you wanted to plump up your lips, you just took a long, some kind of toothbrush or some kind of, you know, the handle of one of those beer spouts. You just kind of worked on it for a while and you naturally swelled up. And then, you know, but you know, now it's all ass injections and these kinds of things. You know, I have a third nipple.
Thank you, Gigi. We're going to come back with David Krumholtz. We're going to talk about his new movie coming out as well called The Big Ask. Stick around. We're Heidi and Frank. Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. We have our special guest with us, David Krumholtz. Go check out his comedy website called weatherfrom.com. We talked about that.
Hilarious.
Now we're going to talk about this new movie you have that you're starring in called The Big Ask.
Yeah, sounds like The Big Ass, doesn't it?
The Big Ass.
Well, when you tell, yeah, exactly. When you tell people the name, they hear The Big Ass.
They're like, The Big Ass.
No one hears The Big Ask.
Yeah.
Because that's not a thing. I mean, if you see it written on a piece of paper, well, then, Oh, The Big Ass. So someone asked, like, a major question.
Right.
Was the
when
big
you
question
tell people,
taken?
I guess so. I wish it hadn't have been, because I have to go around and explain to everyone.
Yeah.
And I show my ass in the movie, which and it's not big, so it's a bit of a letdown.
Mm. Yeah.
I have no ass. I have a back with a slit at the bottom.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
No,
I
you got
those.
The no ass at all.
Yeah, no ass at all. But yeah, it's called The Big Ask. It's on video on demand, iTunes, Amazon, Hulu.
It's going to be in select theaters this Friday.
Yeah, and it's me, and I ask my girlfriend's my friend's girlfriends to have sex with me and my girlfriend.
To cheer you up.
To cheer me up, to emotionally heal me after I've gone through a terrible time watching my mother die from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you don't have cancer in the movie. It's not like
I don't
dying
have cancer.
Wish.
No, it's me going, hey, I'm freaking out. Life is too short. I need an explosion of free love. Just have sex with me. And what's great about the movie is it handles it in the most grounded, awkward way. So it's not hijinky. It's like literally if you went to the desert with your friends and rented a house with them and were stuck with each other all weekend after you asked them to have sex with their girlfriends and their girlfriends are there, what would then unfold in real time? It's almost like a window onto their lives,
it's
super grounded.
Sex with just your buddy's girlfriends, or is it orgy?
It's an orgy at the same time with my buddy's girlfriends and my girlfriend. And my girlfriend is totally mortified.
Well, of course.
That I'm asking this question.
Like, I don't make you happy enough? You need to have sex
with
me? Wait,
so she didn't know the question was going to be asked before you went out to the desert?
She does know.
Oh.
But she doesn't think I'll actually go through with it. And basically, at first, you know, like anyone's normal reaction would be, you got to be kidding. This is a joke. Come on. We know you too well. This is a joke. Once my friends realize it's not a joke, the movie becomes about them worrying about my mental health and trying to heal me.
And they go, well, if I could make him feel better, I mean, I
could. Yeah. And my two buddies are like, oh, you're just horny, dude.
Right.
Like, that's what it is. And I'm like, no, I'm really serious. Like, I have a vision for this thing and I'm going to see it through. And so they're like, it's not going to happen. And then we have three more days where the whole time I just keep sort of in a squirrely way trying to make it happen. And halfway through the movie, the girls start sort of thinking maybe it might not be the worst thing.
I gotta
and
say.
And everybody's lives either unravel or their values become more affirmed by the end of the movie. And I'm not going to tell you if they or if they don't do it. But yeah,
so
you
when
have to
you
watch
were, I mean, when you read the script on something like this and it's like, okay, your buddies, their girlfriends, you want to have sex with their girlfriends. In your real life with your real buddies, did you instantly think of the buddies, girlfriends that you'd want to have sex with?
Well, come on, dude. Everybody does.
I know. I'm like,
whenever a buddy brings home a new girlfriend, it's you
give
imagine them naked.
Give those girls a shout out.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to say who. They know who they are.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They know who
For
they
me,
are.
It's all my buddies.
And they should be flattered. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I mean, hell, I would hope that my girlfriend's friends, I mean, my girlfriend's, my wife's.
I was like,
I'm
your wife
trouble.
Doesn't know that
my
she has, that you have a girlfriend.
God. My wife's friend, I hope that, you know, they have imagined me nude
What would happen in this case for you? You, your wife, you're out there at this desert house, and one of your friends asks you and your wife the question. I mean,
I think there'd be rage. There'd probably be blood. At some point.
Well, we would have left. I'd be like, no, we're taking off. We're leaving.
Yeah,
and you're like, no, babe, we're going to be here all week. I'm like, I'm staying now.
Right.
I'm not staying now. Well, you can say it. That's
but
fine.
Let's say I had just gone through a super difficult time in my life, and you were kind of in the mode of supporting me through that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the movie then becomes about what happens when a friend asks for help that compromises you, that puts you in a terrible position. When a friend says, I can't go on without this kind of help, but it's totally going to screw you
up. That is
over.
A lot of pressure for my vagina. I will say that. I might be willing to go, listen, if it's going to make you feel better, but then what if we do it? And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And you're like, eh.
Well, if the big C made him upset, maybe the big C can actually get him back. God.
I doubt that that would happen with you, Heidi.
I don't think you would be disappointed, David. I really don't. I'd work really, really hard for you.
I bet you do.
Yeah. You know, I was awkward looking most of my life, so we have to work a little harder than those beautiful girls.
Just crazy enough to work as far as, like, the situation that you're in and then the question you ask to be healed. As opposed to just coming out and saying, hey, we're out here in the desert. There's three couples. Mm-hmm. Let's get naked. No one's going to hear anything. And whatever happens in this house stays in this house. We'll never do it again.
We don't take it back home with us.
As opposed to just asking outright, it seems like that's the most brilliant plan. Like, this is how I'm going to get everyone naked.
But yeah.
Are you really hurting inside, or is this some...
Well, he is. I mean, he genuinely is.
But they got to question that at some point. They're like,
of course.
He's totally
and even if he is hurting inside, like, chill out, man. Like, that's not the way to do it.
You're
like,
being a buzzkill.
And Jason Ritter's in the movie, too. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah,
love him.
Jason Ritter and Melanie Lynskey and Gillian Jacobs from Community and... Zach Knight and O'Reilly. It's a nice little cast. We had great chemistry. The movie is really, really wonderful. I've made a lot of crappy movies.
Mm-hmm. Name those. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I could. but it's a really wonderful movie. So it's a nice, and it's a great crowd movie because you're kind of like, you know, you start to question whether or not you would do it.
It's a great conversation. Yeah, it's definitely a great conversation.
It's
for
a great
party
argument
house.
Starter. Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean,
which friend? Would you?
We leave the movie. I mean, the conversation starts happening during the movie. It's like,
which one? Oh, man. But that's good. That's good. It gets people talking about it, right?
All right, Heidi, put yourself in the situation. I mean, obviously, you're there to support somebody. And it's a friend. It's not just some random guy. It's a friend of yours, and they want to sleep with you. Would you do it just to get them over
a
this
friend
hump,
of yours
remorse?
Who's really, like, in a lot of emotional pain and,
I mean, I've had friends
they
recently that lost a mother and father within 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
very
that guy comes to you and says, Heidi, I know this is super awkward, and I'm not a horn dog or anything like that. I just need an explosion of free love, and you are such a loving person. You've been so good to me so far. Let's cap it off with a little, whoopee.
Right.
With making a little.
And that'll make you feel better, you think?
I think it'll make me feel a lot better. You know, I feel like it's the thing that'll sort of get me to that next place.
Is it just one time, or what's the plan?
Are you asking because you're about to say yes?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I want to make you feel.
Yeah,
you're my
time,
friend. I love you. I want you to feel better. I want you to be able to move on from this.
One time deal.
One time.
You know, unless I want to go again
you're
in the
gonna
moment.
You're going to want to. That's
because I'm multi-orgasmic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I only have one big one. I don't have a couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm happy with
I have like eight big ones.
Eight big ones.
Yeah. So you'll have to hang
a
little bit.
I can hang.
Hang in there with me.
But it'll make you feel better.
And you know what? It might even make you feel a little better. Feel like you did a good thing for a friend. Being of service.
It's like a charity, sort of. Like,
exactly.
I'm like Florence Nightingale if I have sex with you.
Pity. It's a total pity screw.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
I'll do it.
Really?
But I tell you, it is pressure. It's pressure.
I ran over a cat once. Can I get an HJ at least? So, you know.
Did you feel bad about it?
Yeah, I actually did.
Let's not talk about that this morning. Running over cats.
It was a bad story. It was like, you're coming over the crest of a hill, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then it wasn't quite. Man.
Frank!
Oh,
we were having a good time.
So
I was having sex with David Crumholtz.
Like, back over and put it out of misery.
Put it out of its misery. No, you did not.
As soon as I did that, there's a cop coming up the hill behind me. So he sees me.
Weird.
And he turns on his lights. I'm like, oh, great. What's going on here? And he goes, I saw what you did there. You know, I said, well, it wasn't dead, dude. I wasn't like being cruel. You know, it wasn't dead. And so I was putting it out of its misery. He's like, yeah, I understand that. But he's like, I know who owns that cat. I live here. They're out in this neighborhood. And it's that house right there.
Mm.
And it's a little old lady.
Oh.
And she's going to be wondering what the hell happened to her cat. So you need to go over there and tell her what you did.
Whoa. And you did?
Yes. Well, he followed me.
Gosh.
No. He followed me all the way up there to make sure I did it. So I go up to the door, ring the doorbell, little old lady. Looks like Gigi, the character from Where They're From. Okay, so I go up to the door. She answers the door.
Yes, hello.
And I said,
yeah, hold on one second. I'm coming. Let me put I have to put my robe on. My tits are falling out. Hold on a second. Let me just put this tit back in. Okay, I stuffed it in. Hello, yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello. I was driving.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
I was driving in front of your house, mm-hmm. and I accidentally ran over a cat.
Oh, my God. Which one? I have about 27. And a lot of them look alike. Can you describe it?
It was the tabby cat.
Oh, tabby. That, you got to be more particular. Please, honey. I have no time for this. Was it? Is it the one with one eye or the one with one ball?
I couldn't tell after I ran over it.
Okay.
But I just wanted, I wanted to let you know. And the cop standing behind me, he goes, tell her what else you did. What do you mean, tell her what else I did? He goes, tell her what else you did. I go, well, it wasn't quite dead, so I backed over it to make sure, so it's put out of its misery.
Come on, tell me she was grateful.
And she starts crying. Oh. She starts sobbing.
Well, of course.
And I'm like, I feel like the biggest turd ever. And so I'm like, oh, man, you know. I'm like, if there's anything I can do. So I reached my pocket. I had like, you know, 20 bucks. I'm like, here's
20 cents.
Here's 20
which is
cents.
A lot for an old lady. They like, and change, oh, yeah. You know, like change.
And I had some loose raisins. And she was like all excited. No, I go, here, you know, here's 20 bucks if it'll help out in any way. And she's like, oh, thank you. And the cop, he takes his handcuffs out and throws handcuffs on her.
On her?
Yeah. And, I go, and I go, what? And he arrested her for selling pussy.
Oh, man. Dude, why did you do that to us? That was so...
Let me dig deep to get the hooks out of those stomachs. Because you swallowed them a long time ago.
I'm worried about the cat. I'm worried about the old lady.
I know, both of you. Right,
I was wondering
right
if she had butterscotch candies.
Hey, you continue like, dead cats, really? You hit a cat? I'm like, oh, go, here we go.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So, that's
God
all crap.
God almighty.
Thank
you for that. Hey, can I show you what I saw when I walked into the studio this morning?
What did you see?
This is what I was greeted with.
In our studio?
In your studio when I walked in.
Oh, man.
This is what I see out front. It's a picture. It's a little placard.
Yeah.
That says, welcome, condolences to Bob Weiss and family. And I'm sure Bob Weiss, I mean, you know, I send my... and then my name underneath it.
Oh, so it's like, oh...
condolences to all of us.
Oh, well, probably because you were coming on our silly show.
Yeah,
like,
he's
oh,
like,
David Krumholtz.
See, we knew this was going to happen, so we said sorry beforehand.
Yeah, welcome, welcome condolences to Bob Weiss and family and David Krumholtz.
And David Krumholtz.
But thank you.
Yeah. Well, we love
well, thank you for coming
being here. Yeah, that
we'll
was
have,
amazing.
We'll have to
and,
come back.
And thank you.
Will you come back? Have we? We're
I would love to come back.
Okay.
I mean, that joke almost screwed the pooch. To be honest with you. That really upset me. But I will absolutely come back.
It really did.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, you guys led me down that road. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.